I'm Catherine from University Radio Nottingham. I'm joined by Jax Jones, an English DJ, songwriter and producer ahead of his UK tour, Jax Jones and Friends. So how are you doing today?
I'm very good, man. Just here in Bedford, enjoying some breakfast.
I can only imagine how hectic it must be at the moment, because obviously, like you said, you're preparing for tour. And you've also released your recent track with Martin Solveig and Ray.
Yeah.
How's that reaction been for you?
Oh, it was amazing, man. It's a song that we've had for a long time. I wrote the song a couple of years ago with Ray, and then I showed it to Martin, and he absolutely loved it. And you know, the magic happened when we made the music, and it was it's such. When it comes to dance music, you try to make it super genuine and also positive and reflect something a good feeling. And Tequila does that for me. Obviously, you know, Ray and I had a few bevvies at the same time, but you know, Tequila, if you look it up in the dictionary, apparently it also means to, you know, be a bit crazy and not take life too seriously. So I think the song sounds like that. And then I tested it out in Mexico. I played EDC Mexico over the weekend, and you know, 60,000 people were singing that chorus back to me a week later after the song came out. So I feel like, you know, the song's been received well.
Where did you actually record that track?
I recorded it in London in Maida Vale.
Okay.
In a studio called Club Ralph, yeah.
So it's not the first time you've worked with either Ray or Martin, is it?
No, not at all. So with Martin, we're in a band called Europa. Essentially, it's kind of like, if you think, you know, when musicians get together and make super groups, I guess, like Duck Sauce years ago with Armin van Helden, A-Track, you know, so we got together through a shared love of the same music. I met him in Ibiza at his residency in Pasha, and we just kind of got to know each other. And eventually we just started making music. And our first kind of big song was All Day and Night last year with Madison Beer, which was top 10 here. And so Tequila is our follow-up. And then with Ray, I mean, us writing together changed my life. My first song, where although I've had songs before, my first solo hit was a song called You Don't Know Me, which we wrote together and she sang. It was a huge worldwide hit for us, which started this roller coaster. So we're all friends.
And you said that obviously you and Martin sort of joined forces last year, and this is your second release together. Is that second?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, is this like the start of a big revival for summer with the pair of you, do you think?
I mean, we're doing a few pop-up shows over the summer. I've got some big Ibiza news that I'm going to share soon, and we'll be figuring out how to slot into that together. And then with the shows for Europa, we just tried to do it only the best, if you know what I mean, the big festivals. So we're trying to, you know, do Coachella together. We did EDC Mexico. And I'm trying to work on maybe a print works in London or something like that, you know, where we just do the mega shows together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Only the best for the best, so.
I like how you think, mate.
So let's talk about your tour. Are you excited for it? Are you nervous? How are you feeling?
Man, this is probably the most excited I've been for a tour since I've started doing hard ticket sales, in 2018, where I did my first little shows. I think I was playing 600 tap shows in London, Manchester, Glasgow and stuff like that. I've never been, and I was only doing club shows everywhere else, so this is the first time I'm getting to go to places like Nottingham and do a 2,000 tap venue, you know. And that's a big deal for me, because I'm in my home country, you know. I can travel around and see everyone, and I love that. I've been kind of developing the show for a couple of years, and it feels like the best of all the things I've tried over the years are in this show, worked out what it is that is the best. I love my club music, so this is a probably a bit more clubbier show than people are used to, but that's kind of what I want people to hear as well. But you still got your big pop moments with all the hits. My light show is insane on this show, and the staging is pretty incredible. I can't wait to unveil it. So it's the most excited I've ever been, to be honest with you.
Do you have any tour rituals or pre-show rituals that you do?
Tequila, mate. tequila.
Fair enough. I was just going to ask how you get pumped up with like energy before your set, but obviously that's the reason. And you've released two remixes in the last year of like really huge tunes, obviously from Doja Cat and Envy as well. Have you met either of them? Have they commented on the remixes? Do you know?
Endor, I've known for years. I think we did one of our first gigs in Ireland at like a university ball together, like in 2017 or something like that. So, I've known Dan for a long time, and he when he asked me to like get on the remix, he was really surprised that I accepted. That it's gone down really well. I thought the scene was such an anthem. So I'm so happy to do that. And Doja Cat, I hadn't met. I didn't know much about her, actually. I only knew her tune Juicy.
Right.
I was like, wow, this girl's got so much attitude. I love the vocal. I saw that Amon Van Holden had remixed the last song, and I saw the tune was blowing up, and the vocal was so cool and say-so. So yeah, man, I just wanted to take it to the club, which I think, you know, that's what we did. I'd love to do a tune with her, to be fair.
You work with a lot of like strong female vocalists, you know, like Ella Henson, Ray, Jessica Lynn. Would you say that you like prefer the sound of female vocals on your tracks? Because I've noticed you do have quite a lot.
Well, like, female vocals typically sound the best in clubs, you know, because of the frequency range. It just kind of soars over the top of dance music. There's actually songs like there's some like club songs where they talk about why does everyone hate the male vocal. Like, it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, preferably like just a classic diva sound, and I try to update you with different styles of female vocals. But I just definitely love female vocals and dance records. But I'm not averse to it. You know, Sam Smith on Latch sounded incredible.
Right. He's got quite a high voice though.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly it, right?
And of people that you haven't worked with, who would be like a dream collaboration, do you reckon?
I kind of, with that kind of question, I don't really have an answer for, because for me, I just try to follow it and be organic. And when I meet people, try to have a connection with them, and the people I'm excited about that, you know, I love their voices. They're the obvious ones, you know. You can talk about, you know, Dua Lipa, you can talk about Rihanna, where you've just got incredible voices. I mean, but then at the same time, I'd love to find someone new that I could break, kind of similar to like Disclosure, Sam Smith back in the day, where no one heard of Sam Smith, and then you break an artist with that type of vocal and goes on to become a superstar. Is just as cool. So I'm open. I just love to work with someone who's got an incredible tone.
What kind of music are you loving at the moment?
Let me just look at my Spotify playlist right now. Hold on. I've been watching I just watch a lot of music documentaries. I've just been going back watching a Skepta documentary about before he made Konnichiwa.
Okay.
Which was really cool. It just talks about how he like backpacks around New York, sleeping on different couches, like absorbing the culture, doing like guerrilla performances, then like would travel to hear different DJs and stuff. So that was pretty cool. I love this record by DJ Logic, Please Forgive Me. She's like her name's Logic 1000. She's from Australia. And it's like, the artwork's super cool. She's like putting the gum fingers on the artwork. And like, it's like a pretty sick garage track. And then I love this tune by Daphne called Sizzling, which is just like an incredible disco, kind of techno disco banger that because I'm kind of picking set tunes for Ibiza. So like, that's in my Ibiza playlist. Nice.
So nice little mix.
Yeah.
You mentioned previously that different tracks of yours like tend to do better in different places in the world. Is it important to you on your most recent album, Snacks, to kind of like incorporate, like, I don't know, like a global sound, like have different tracks that appeal different places, or do you try and gear it towards a specific audience, I guess?
Oh, man, that's a really interesting question. And you could do a whole another interview on that kind of idea, but it's like, my personal belief is music, when you make music, or at least myself, because of my background, you know, I'm Turkish, Chinese and English, you know, my stepdad was Nigerian, so naturally I just got a whole heap of influences, and that, you know, I try to think about the world when I'm making music. And I've noticed personally that even though we've had globalization and the internet is meant to bring us closer together, we're becoming more and more marginalized generally, you know, whether it's politically, socially, culturally, economically. And one way we can kind of bring everyone together is through music. So if I can, you know, bring different influences culturally and sound wise that people understand and connect everyone together, like, I always try to do that. So yeah, some tunes will kind of resonate more in some areas, but the ambition is always to try and, you know, bring people from all parts of the world together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. And just like to round it off, I have to ask about like the title. I'm sure you get this all the time, but I have to ask about the title of the album. So are you really into snacks? Or is it like, are you thinking everyone on the album is a snack? Like, what's the thought process behind it?
I mean, I like all those interpretations. That feels like a Reddit subthread right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone on the album is a snack, generally. Okay. I love snacks, well, my wife loves snacks more than me, I can't lie. Mm. And then she forces me to snack. I mean, the most natural answer is, like, not to kill the mystique, but it's like, you know, I've always kind of put food products on my album, you know, over the years with all the singles and stuff like that. You know, You Don't Know Me was a cereal box. The tune with BB Rexha was spinach. It's not really a snack, but, you know, I've kept food consistently throughout all the branding. So, like, it just felt good to, when you're having a compilation of all those hits, like, I think they're like 6 top 10s on this record or something like that. When you have a compilation of all those things, you know, they're just snacks, isn't it?
Yeah, just tie it all together.
Yeah, they're just snacks, bro. It's like a bit of quality street, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I should have called it quality street, that would have been lit.
Have you seen £5 Munch on YouTube?
Let me get this right. Is this the one where, it's not like a challenge where you have to like live on a certain amount every day?
No. Basically, the ones that I've seen, I forget which channel it's on, but they get like, I've seen like a big nasty one who goes into like a corner shop and he has £5 and he has to like go around and pick what he's going to eat, basically, with £5.
Okay.
So it's the final question. If you have that £5 and you go into your like local like corner shop, what's your haul?
I ain't been into a local corner shop to buy something in a while, you know. That was actually jokes. I'm thinking how my life has changed. So first thing, you got to supply yourself with the drinks, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'd like to get a selection of drinks. So naturally, first I'll get a Capri Sun.
Okay.
But I don't like the new packaging, although I appreciate there's more drink in it now. But if I could find a classic Capri Sun, I would pay extra money for that.
Yeah.
So what's that, about £1, yeah?
Yeah.
Just to balance myself back up, I get a strawberry Ribena. Original is cool, but strawberry is better.
All right.
And then you got to get some savoury in there, so I'll get some crisps. If I'm feeling you know, elite, I'm going to go and get myself some, I reckon corner shops do kettle chips now, right?
Yeah, some do.
They do. Yeah, so I like the extra crunch in the kettle chips. I'll be getting a packet of those. I've got a soft spot for Frankfurters, so if there's some Frankfurters, I'll probably get one of those.
Interesting, that is quite right.
Yeah. And then, you know, all Frankfurters, isn't it? Like,
Frankfurters.
Okay. It's like one from Germany, a breakfast.
Yeah.
and then obviously you've got to get some sweets. I love, my favourite chocolate of all time is Kit Kat, but I'll chill on the Kit Kat today and I just love white chocolate, like Milky Bar.
Okay.
And if you're a real dapper, I'll squeeze in some sweets in it.
Yeah, like the little cheap ones.
Yeah, just top up the chain so we get a maximum value.
Yeah.
Maybe some white chocolate mice.
Oh, cool.
Oh my God, this meal sounds like proper gluttony, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay, well that's it. I hope you have a good day. So I'm just like,
thank you, mate.
Laughing at the Frankfurt.
I mean, I'm literally eating more sausages right now.
Oh, okay. Anyway, good luck with the tour and everything. All right.
Cheers, man. Thanks for chatting. Bye. Later.